It is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Dave Ansell, and we are talking about the science of the Olympics and science of sport and how you can use drugs and things to boost your performance.
Time now to go back to the Scout Hut in Cambridge where Ben and me were experimenting with the science of bouncing.
Welcome back to this week's Olympic Kitchen Science. We are still with the 14th Cambridge Cub Scouts, and I'm still with Dave Ansell, who's got a basketball ball and a tennis ball. You could do this with maybe a football and a tennis ball, or anything that's good and firm and will bounce quite well. And what we want you to do, put the tennis ball on top of the basketball, drop them both together, and see what happens. Now, we're going to do this with our volunteers, Nils and Angus, today. So, Dave?
OK, Angus, if you'd like to take the basketball. And Nils, if you'd like to take the tennis ball and balance it on the top. And just hold it so you're not holding it up. Just put your finger on the top, stop it falling over. Then I want Angus to drop the basketball as cleanly as you can. Just take your hands away from it and see what happens.
OK, then, Angus, are you ready to drop?
Yeah.
And you still think that they're going to kind of roll off each other and bounce somewhere else, but the tennis ball will bounce higher?
Yeah.
OK, and Nils, you still think that the tennis ball's going to shoot off in some random direction?
Yeah.
So if everyone's ready, it's 3, 2, 1, drop. Crikey, Angus, that almost hit you in the face. What happened there?
It flew off before the basketball hit the ground and bounced off in a random direction, and the basketball still bounced, though.
Okay, and how high did the tennis ball go?
It hit Angus in the shoulder, which was, so I say, that's pretty high.
Well, you dropped it from around chest height, so it certainly went higher than you dropped it from, didn't it?
Yes, definitely.
Now, I don't like to be rude, Dave, but Cub Scouts are somewhat shorter than you, so would this be a more impressive experiment from your chest height?
I can try it if you like.
Okay, once again, we're going to try this from a bit higher, and now I want you to tell me what happens. So, 3, 2, 1, drop.
The tennis ball has bounced off, and Nils is now playing with the basketball, and the tennis ball has gone into a bush.
Well, while Dave manages to find the tennis ball, which is now buried somewhere deep into a bush, one thing I noticed, did you see how fast the tennis ball shot off the top of the basketball?
Yeah, it's like it flies off as though it's just been pushed up by something. The basketball flies down.
How high did the tennis ball bounce?
Way above Dave's head.
It was a long way above your head, Dave. And in fact, even though it's been shooting off towards people's faces and shoulders, one thing I've noticed is it always bounces a lot higher than the height you dropped it from. What's going on here?
Well, normally when you drop a ball, it will bounce less high than it started because some energy is lost in the collision.
So that was dropped from roughly chest height and it bounced up to just over waist height. So yes, it always seems to bounce lower than it was dropped from.
OK, Nils, you said you're playing tennis. How fast does a ball bounce off if the tennis racket's moving towards it when it hits it?
Pretty fast, yeah.
If you throw a tennis ball at a tennis racket and the tennis racket's stationary, then the ball bounces off quite slowly. However, if you move the tennis racket towards it, the ball's going to bounce off much more quickly. Now, with this basketball, when it bounces off the ground, all of a sudden it's moving upwards almost as fast as it was falling downwards. So it's a bit like a tennis racket moving upwards. And the tennis ball drops and collides with that, so it's going to bounce off much faster than it was falling.
So it's a bit like the basketball is acting like the tennis racket, in that it's hitting the ball quite hard, and that sends it off quite fast.
Yeah, that's right. Imagine both balls are moving at 1 mile an hour when they hit the ground. When the basketball bounces up, it's now going to be going nearly 1 mile an hour upwards, but the tennis ball is still doing 1 mile an hour downwards. So it's a bit like a tennis ball hitting the basketball stationary, doing 2 miles an hour. And because the basketball is moving at 1 mile an hour upwards, the tennis ball should be moving upwards at nearly 3 miles an hour. So it should bounce upwards nearly three times as fast as it came downwards.
But if the tennis ball is moving down at 1 mile an hour and the basketball is coming up at just under 1 mile an hour, why don't they just cancel out? Why doesn't the tennis ball stop?
Well, because the basketball's moving towards it, then there's more energy there, and then that energy's going to get reflected in the collision, and it's all going to get transferred to the tennis ball, so the tennis ball will go really high.
So what do you think of that, then?
I think it's very complicated, but I think I just about understand it.
Cool, I'm pleased to hear it. And do you think this will affect the way that you play tennis?
Probably, yes.
Well, thank you very much for joining us for this week's Kitchen Science. We better let you get back to Cubs, so thanks very much. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's all for this week's Kitchen Science. We will be back next week with another exciting experiment.
So the bigger ball bounces back up, hitting the smaller ball, sending it flying away three times faster than it was falling. Ben will be back with more Kitchen Science next week.